880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, it is a great day to be alive and be in the business world. In fact, the business world is doing so good nationally that the Fed is finally talking about really raising interest rates. They're geniuses. You know what that did, don't you? It stopped the winning streak on Wall Street. So high five to the Fed for doing what they wanted to do and slowing down the economy. Please don't tap on the brakes till I've closed the fistful of deals I've got in the hopper. We've got a super show for you today. We've got, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, an absolutely rocking show. We've got Pascal Goldschmidt. He is the chairperson, the dean over at the Leonard Miller University of Miami School of Medicine, and he's the chief executive officer at UHealth. We're going to be talking about the Dolphins Cycle Challenge with him. It's a philanthropic endeavor that benefits the Sylvester Cancer Center. And oh, by the way, we're also going to have Michael Mandich. He's the CEO of the Dolphins Cycle Challenge. We're going to talk to him about how he and his family got involved and got behind this event. And we're going to start off our show with Lauren Book. Lauren's the founder of Lauren's Kids. We're going to talk about how it's safe to tell. We're going to talk about her For Hope license plate that they designed with Romero Brito. We're going to talk about their things that they've got in the news. We're going to talk about why she survived. We're going to talk about the fact that it's okay to tell. So I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Lauren's Kids, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Marlins. And I want to welcome our new sponsor, Magnum Energy Solutions. They'll be starting next month. Dave, take me away, then bring us right back to talk with Lauren Book about keeping our kids safe on Halloween Eve.
Throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
All right, everybody, I know that you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the number 7-ranked Miami Hurricanes, who are going to beat butt on FSU, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back into the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Oh, wow, and don't forget about Lauren's Kids. We've got the Lauren's Kids For Hope license plate. It was designed by Romero Brito. You need to go to laurenskids.org/plate to get yours. You can get that link off of our website. Romero Brito designed this. Make sure that you go and sign up. Everybody in my family has. Go to laurenskids.org. Help keep our kids safe and stick with us. We're going to talk to Lauren Live about their initiatives right after this. Warren Henry Live Read. Oh my gosh, I'm reading away here, Dave. Well, as you all know, our friends at Warren Henry, I'm going to see them at the football game tonight. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for any time for anything, anytime, for actually for 2 years, 4 years. I got it for 4 years. I just got my car from them. It's 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we are right back. I do not want to waste any time. I want to get right to our good friend, Lauren Book. Dave, get me Lauren. Is she out there?
Hey, Jim.
Lauren. Hey, hey, Lauren.
Hi. Dave.
I got Lauren. Lauren?
Hey, Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's
Happy Halloween.
Hey, now listen, I know that you go around all the time helping people become more informed about what the signs are that they as parents need to watch for. It's Halloween. Are there some special signs?
Well, there are actually some really important things that parents need to be aware of this Halloween to keep their kid, their ghouls and goblins, safe before they head on out for trick-or-treating tonight. I would ask all parents to check out the Florida Sex Offender Registry to check their neighborhood to find who is in their neighborhood. If there's a sex offender in their neighborhood, they need to know to avoid those houses.
Oh, good call.
And if there's a house that's not lit or with no decorations out, let's skip that house and go on to the next. It's a really important thing to be aware of when you're out with your little ghouls and goblins.
Oh, yeah. And everybody make sure that you hold their hands and keep them close and safe because you never know when the real goblins are around the corner. Now, Lauren, let's talk a little bit. You know, we've been talking a lot on the show about your license plate. I see that you've got the orders up over 300 now. At least three or four of those are from our family. My mom, Vivian, and I, we all pre-ordered. Tell us a little bit about what Romero's doing with you guys and the license plate.
We were so lucky to partner with Romero Brito to have him really bring our logo to life and create such a beautiful work of art for our license plate, the For Hope campaign. And we are so excited to pre-sell these vouchers. Once we sell 1,000 vouchers, we can actually go into production and we can get these license plates on cars. And so we're so appreciative of your Four license plate and ask everybody to pre-order their voucher on our website, lawrencekids.org/plates, and do that because the sooner we get to those 1,000 vouchers, the sooner we can get these beautiful plates on cars.
All right, you firebrand. Now, let's talk a little bit about your mission at Lauren's Kids. It's to prevent sexual abuse through awareness and education and to help survivors heal with guidance and support. What's been going on over the last few months? I saw you were out in the Caribbean doing all kinds of speeches and presentations about this.
We were. We were out in Barbados for a week teaching our Safer, Smarter Kids curriculum throughout the nation there, and it was a wonderful experience and really got to talk a lot about some of the laws that we've been able to pass here in the state of Florida through our legislative bodies and really look at their laws and how we can implement some of the things that we have found make Floridians safer, and really got to go into classrooms throughout the country and talk about how to keep their kids safe. So it was a great opportunity there. We were in Canada for a week doing the same thing. So we've been doing a lot of travel. We've been having a lot of fun. We have some very, 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 very exciting news coming up that we will be able to announce on Monday that I can't wait to share with you guys, but we're totally not able, and I'm so, you know, want to share it, but as soon as Monday comes, I can't wait to share that news with you. It's going to be a really, really big, exciting opportunity for Lauren's Kids, and very excited about that. So we have a lot of great things coming up and very excited.
Well, make sure you email the link so that we can tweet it out to all our followers and get it retweeted by all the folks that we know that follow you and us that are concerned about our children. Now, I guess you were talking a little bit about the Safer and Smarter Kids curriculum that you just launched. What's that all about?
Well, we're currently in over 16,000 voluntary preschools and kindergartens throughout the state of Florida. This year, we're going to be rolling out our first through third grade curriculum in a pilot program and working on implementing the fourth and fifth and starting that middle school and high school in the following year. We've got really great initiatives and partners throughout the state of Florida in the educational world, and so we're very excited. We have a lot going on, and we're so proud to partner with you, and just thank you so much for the opportunity to come and share all about the work that we're doing.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We loved having you at the Richmond Heights Perrine Center, and I know we're trying to get another event scheduled there and others around the county and into Broward as well, and you're just terrific. And I want to, since you mentioned that this curriculum is for the younger folks, that's when you talk about if your tummy isn't feeling well, you should tell somebody, right?
Well, that's part of it, but it's always that if you feel not quite right about an issue, if that little guiding voice inside is telling you, something's not quite right, I'm confused, icky, I'm going to tell my grown-up buddy, and that's something that is so important, and we weave throughout all of the different curriculums that we have. It's so important that children know how to access help and that they keep on telling until they get their two H's, which is helped and heard. And so it's really all about weaving that message throughout.
Now, your book is called It's Okay to Tell. What do you mean about that?
Well, you know, as you know, and most of your listeners know from me being able to share my story in the past, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse from the time that I was 11 years old until I was 16 at the hands of my female nanny. And people don't need to suffer as long as I do. They don't need to go through the anorexia, the self-mutilation that I did, the shame, the embarrassment, the guilt. It's really important that survivors know that it is okay to tell and that there are people who love and care about them and can help them with healing. And it doesn't matter at any point in time throughout your journey as a survivor, you can get free counseling here in the state of Florida, and we can provide you referrals anywhere in the state to get you the help and healing that you need.
Now, we talk about don't miss the signs. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to spend about a minute on what the signs they should look for, and I want to reiterate the ones about Halloween, and then I want to spend our last minute, which is you giving out the good phone numbers and emails people need.
Sure, absolutely. For younger kids, it's really important that parents look for some of those regressive behaviors. So if your child was completely potty trained and is now wetting the bed or having accidents, if they weren't sucking their thumb and now they're thumb sucking, those are some signs that something may be wrong. Unexplained bruises. For older children, again, unexplained bruises, gifts or money that you didn't give your child is a sign that somebody is giving them gifts. If a child was completely fine going with their Uncle Bill and now is totally afraid, there's something that they need to look forward to. Withdrawn behavior for a child that was normally very talkative and very out there, something that you need to be aware of. Again, for this Halloween, check that sex offender registry. If there's a house with the lights out, no decorations, skip it and go to the next. Have a flashlight. Have a safety plan with your kids. If they're a little bit older, have a route that they're going to go on. Make sure they have a cell phone. And for the younger ones, make sure they always have their mom and dads around with them. And so it's so important to have fun and have a spooktacular Halloween, but do that safely. And those numbers that people can call are our hotline, which is 1-877-LKID-01. They can report on our website, lawrencekids.org, or they can call the Department of Children and Families, and that's 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Lauren's Kids, we are all so proud of what you've done and for the ability to work with you and help you spread your message. It's one of the things that we enjoy. We've got sponsors like Publix on board with us, little youth groups all across the city asking us to bring you in. I can't wait to continue to expand our speaker series with you. Lauren Book, thank you so much. We look forward to your next appearance on our show.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon, and let's go Dolphins.
And stay safe. We'll see you at the game. All right. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to move into our next phase. We're going to talk about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. We've got Michael Mandich. He's coming up next. And then at the turn of the hour, we're going to talk with Pascal Goldschmidt. He's the dean of the UM Medical School. He's the CEO of UHealth. He is there with Sylvester Cancer. We're going to talk about him, sponsoring him to ride in the event. And then we're going to talk about what's going on with UHealth. Back after this, Dave.
And I hope you like jamming too. And a rose will vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price. We're delivering sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming.
All right, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, everybody, you know that only 6% of the NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend a Dolphins an NFL game. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us, and then creating lifelong memories with our kids, families, friends, or business associates. I'm going to the game tonight with business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium with me and the rest of the Dolphins. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS. That's 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit Dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Did Mike Mandich call in?
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got more Dolphins. We're going to go back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're waiting for Michael Mandich to call in with the Dolphins. We sent him a text. I'm sure he's doing a lot of plans that have to do with tonight's game. We just had Lauren Book on talking about why it's okay to tell. Make sure you go to laurenskids.org/plate and order your Lauren's Kids license plate today. Want to make sure that you get on and go to the Miami Dolphins website and select your favorite participant in the cycle challenge. If you can't ride yourself, make sure that the Dolphins cycle challenge is something that you get involved with, either as a donor or as a participant. It's a great event. We've got a lot of friends riding. I've got to work, so I'm not able to go ride, but I do sponsor a number of people in the ride, including Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. Dr. Goldschmidt will be on with us later in the show, and I will have Mike Mandich on as soon as he calls in. In the meantime, what we need to do is we need to talk about what's been going on here in the real estate market locally. I recently went to a Urban Land Institute conference where they discussed the condominium market, and we talked about where are we in the condominium cycle. And where we are is at the point where the condominium developers themselves have probably identified and begun the projects that they're going to do in this cycle. Lenders aren't going to finance multiple deals from too many developers. A couple like Related will be able to get some started, more than one. People like Terra Group will. But most developers will be one project per cycle developers. That'll be okay as long as they're professional developers. Now, what does that mean for landowners that don't have their projects under contract to a bona fide, legitimate condo developer who's got a solid track record and lots of cash in the bank? They may have a problem. They may be starting to look for rental building buyers to buy their sites. Now, you say, well, why would I do that? They won't pay even half as much as the condo buyer. That may be true, but the reality is that the condo buyer may not close. You got a bird in the hand here. Now, will everybody want to switch and take a lower price? No. That's what's been going on. People in this market are still trying to recover from the pricing they thought they had in the last cycle and trying to achieve that in this cycle. It's just not possible. So instead, what you need to do is you need to go and find the right sites, get the right components, the right developer, the right capital, the right equity, the right debt, and the right consultants so that they design and execute the building on time. You can't have any delays. This is going to be what they called at the event, a FIFO market. First in, first out, that's who's going to be successful. If you're a little later on in the process, that might not be too good for you. And there's not a lot of rental buildings being built. So the people that can get their equity and their debt and the site lined up and build a purpose-built rental building, a building only for rental apartments, well, they're the ones that are going to be the most successful. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about some of the different things that we have going on here today. Let's see. The most interesting transaction that I worked on today was described as a cash flowing land bank. The person said, well, you know, the people are paying less than, you know, just about a couple of bips, a couple of basis points more than they're going to pay again if they invested in treasuries. They're going to pay and get, they're going to buy some land, they're going to get cash flow from that land, and that's going to create a yield that's a little bit better than treasuries. Why would they do that, you ask? Because it's a great location and they're going to have a cash flowing land bank, and they're going to continue to assemble the properties around there, and that's a business decision that they decided to make. I see John Mahoney in there. Johnny, social media 305. Come on in here. Let's hang out and have a little crosstalk until we get our next speakers up here. I wanted to talk to you in general. Johnny's been on now. He's here every day working the boards early in the morning, helping the shows get on. But what Johnny really is he's an observer of the economy. Johnny, what's been going on, and what do you think that the impact of the Fed is going to be to the equities market, because I know you play the equities market on a regular basis.
Wow. Powerful question. Thought we were coming into a social media question.
No
right
social
there.
Media today,
nice
bro.
With the curveball on that one.
No social media. We're talking economics today, buddy.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I think the markets have this pretty priced in. The chart on the Dow Jones Industrial really does look very healthy. If that was a common stock, I would literally be all over the Dow Jones Industrials. We see a lot of companies out there are soaring. I mean, revenues are coming through the roof. And again, this is something that's priced in. And I think that, you know, we have a new Federal Reserve chairman that's going to be taking over. And, you know, the last thing he's going to do is rock the boat, especially with the nightmare that's happening with Obamacare.
Okay, now I'm going to go back to your other strong suit. We're going to talk social media. Why has my personal social media gone in the last month from 700 people to over 1,000? Am I doing something different, or am I getting picked up? What's going on?
100%. You have become more personable. You are out there talking to people. You're not just, hey, tune into my radio show all day. You know, you were at an event the day before yesterday. You immediately took a picture. You showed the crowd. You're engaging with the event organizers. And, you know, that's what attracts me. And, you know, let's take it from where I sit. I know everything that goes on with Freedom Business, which means I don't need to look at the Twitter feed. But if then all of a sudden I see you're at an event and some event person is now talking to you, all of a sudden now you piqued my interest.
I want to talk to you. I want your opinion on this. I mentioned this to the meeting organizer because they wanted to spiff up what they do next time. And what they found was that they said, how do we get more engagement on Twitter? I said, well, first thing you do is you create a hashtag. So they created a hashtag. That was wonderful. There was one person on that hashtag the entire event. Only one.
It's all it takes.
Yeah, but who was that one person?
Oh, Jim Freed.
Of course. So yeah. I was tweeting the whole time. No one was engaging. You want to know why? After they flashed it up the one time, they never mentioned it again.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I suggested to her was that they should get next time at the event, they should have a separate screen, and that screen should just roll the Twitter feed.
Exactly.
And I told her that if she did that, it would be the first professional business event that has ever done that I've been at. But I said, if they're doing that on the NFL Network broadcasts of the football games, don't you think that it might be becoming mainstream to do this type of out there interaction at an event?
100%. Twitter is coming public next Wednesday, as long as nothing, you know, puts a kibosh in that. But either will, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, regardless. I think that is going to wake up a lot of eyes. I think they're pricing it differently, and there's a different feel compared to when Facebook came public.
Yeah, that was just a ripoff.
That was exactly right. Great point. So with that being said, I think a lot of the quote-unquote corporate types are going to take it a little bit more seriously. And someone like, you know, this woman that you just talked about, now all of a sudden you say, well, you should use a hashtag. As soon as she's watching TV and she sees the hashtag, she's going to now know what that's about. She's immediately going to say, oh, my God, I just did that for my conference. And I'll bet you that she'll take it a lot more seriously for her next event.
You know, I've been really enjoying having conversations, and we had auction.com on a few weeks ago.
Which was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Great show.
Thank you so much. And then we had them back and forth on the entire day, going back and forth about talking about different things, and they're actually looking for our new commercial real estate show, which we're going to be doing a lot in conjunction with the Magnum Energy Solutions people. Magnum Energy Solutions people are going to be on, and we're going to be talking a lot of commercial real estate. Magnum is going to start sponsoring a lot of our commercial real estate stuff. It'll be interesting. We're also going to try to do some more programming about green energy.
Smart.
So we're really going to start expanding some of the topics we have. We've had some great support with our sponsors, and we're looking forward to building on those relationships and, in fact, integrating them.
I think cross-marketing your sponsors is a million-dollar idea for the show and for the sponsors.
Yeah, well, I think it only makes sense that they cross-network. The sports teams that are on our show, they cross-market. Some of our other sponsors cross-market. And, you know, I just think it's an awesome idea. Now, John, you know, your social media 305, you had me go look at your feed because you embarrassed me one time by saying, Jim, do you ever read my feed? Which then set me on this whole new track.
And your followers increased immediately.
And my followers increased. And what I did today when we were promoting Lauren's appearance is I went back, I looked in her Twitter feed. I found the last two people she tweeted at. I copied them on the notice. It took about 3 seconds for them to retweet me. John, I think I'm learning something.
Exactly. And it's, you know, there's in the sales world, you know, salesmen will totally understand what it means to have what's called the cold call. And what you just did with those two specific people is you created a warm call.
So that's really the way things are working. The other thing that's really interesting is LinkedIn. Now, I did something with LinkedIn the other day. I finally took their bait because I think LinkedIn has gone from being marginally acceptable to being beyond mainstream to being a requirement for somebody that's in business. It's actually, with the changes, stop me if I'm wrong, becoming Facebook for a business person.
100%. And it was around well before Facebook.
Yes, but it never had it didn't know what it wanted to be. Now it's got all these enrichments and all these ways to enhance the experience that I just can't really avail myself of all the benefits. But one of the things I did is they hooked me. They got me with the bait. They said, Jim, why don't you go and hit this button and see who you know on Facebook? 1,000 people came up. I mean, how many people on LinkedIn? 1,000 people came up. I edited it down to 530, and I must have gotten 300 new LinkedIn people, a lot of whom I really didn't know too well, because what I did was I did the Google, not my main business one, because I wanted to see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to thank you for stepping in and filling in for this segment. You had some great information. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to continue with our cancer awareness final day. We're going to have Pascal Goldschmidt. He's going to talk about the Dolphins Cure for Cancer Run. It's going to be awesome. We'll be right back after this. Dave, take us out and high five to Johnny for helping out on the segment.
Pleasure, buddy.
You're the best, John.
Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Hey, Dolphins, you know I always give you the best advice when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets. You've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one, three, or all the rest of the games this season, visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com, buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save today. Hey, everybody. Just like I recently did, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, I just leased my, I don't know how many, my at least 10th from Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and personal assistance that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey everybody, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts, and with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is my best part of this whole commercial. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243, that's here it is again, 2020 to schedule your consultation today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, as always, I want to remind everybody that this is the UHealth branded segment. We want to thank UHealth for sponsoring all month long the breast cancer awareness stuff that we've been doing. It's been absolutely awesome. And if you hang on just a minute, we're going to have Pascal Goldschmidt. Dr. Goldschmidt is the CEO of the University of Miami Healthcare System and the Dean of the UM Medical School. We'll be right up with him, but I want to let everybody know that the UHealth University of Miami Health System brings you the brightest minds in best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. I've been to that facility. It's awesome. It's great. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U.S. News and UHealth includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. Wow, I feel good. All right, we are on. We are on with our UHealth segment, and we've got Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. As I said earlier, Dr. Goldschmidt is the Senior Vice President for Medical Affairs and the Dean at the University of Miami Leonard M. Miller School of Medicine. He also serves as the CEO of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on the show. Dr. Goldschmidt, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. How are you doing?
I am doing great today. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited.
I was going to say, you better start those carbo loading if you're going to be riding that whole way. What's going on there, doctor? Tell us a little bit about the cancer challenge and what you hope to accomplish there.
Well, listen, this is a wonderful partnership between the Dolphins and University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. We are now in the fourth challenge, and it's an amazing opportunity because all of the resources that are raised by the event go to research to fight against cancer. And, you know, that's an extremely important goal for everybody.
What are some of the recent things that you guys have come up with at UHealth regarding cancer? I know you're coming up with something on a pretty regular basis.
Well, you know, for example, we have one drug that is specifically addressing a difficult, what we call lymphoma, which are cancers that affect the immune system, and a very challenging type of cancer. And we have a drug that is now commercialized that will serve the patients with this condition, and it makes a big, big difference. Eckhard Podack, one of our key scientists, was the discoverer, and now the drug is on market. So this is the kind of advances, you know, for patients that are so important. We've also, you know, a unique and incredibly strong bone marrow transplant program here at Sylvester. And, you know, that's the type of treatment that saved the life of patients that have gone through treatment and unfortunately may have failed these treatments. And it's a huge resource to save the life of people that otherwise with conventional therapy would not survive. And so this is a program that is growing extremely fast at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, led by Dr. Komanduri, who is a really fabulous oncologist and scientist. And of course, all that is under the leadership of our new director, Stephen Neimer, who came from Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York and, you know, bring a tremendous expertise in the field of leukemia and all kind of blood cancers that really are very difficult to fight, but thanks to him, the field is making tremendous progress.
Now, Dr. Goldschmidt, we talk in some of the ads and promotional material we put on the show about the different remote campuses that you guys are opening throughout the region. I've been to the campus in Plantation. It's a beautiful facility. Now, do the Sylvester cancer care doctors see patients at other campuses or just the main campus here in Miami?
No, they see patients all along the coast. I mean, we have, as you know, a center in Deerfield and another one in Plantation where our cancer specialists are seeing patients in all specialties, you know, men, women. We have also, of course, here on campus, children. Unfortunately, some kids, as you know, do develop cancer, and we have here the best experts in the entire region of South Florida to manage children with cancers. And then we're also in Kendall, where we have a clinic. So we are in multiple sites with our Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, whether you have prostate cancer, cancers that affect women with gynecological cancers, breast cancer, or really any form of common cancers like colorectal cancer, lung cancer, melanoma. We have all the top specialists in the region.
We were also talking last week about the cancer survivorship program that you guys have started there with the Cortellis donation.
Yeah, well, that's very important. You know, we don't treat just the disease. We treat the whole patient, and we want to be sure that, you know, they find the support and the management of the consequence of the cancers in a way that is really holistic.
You know, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. And the other thing that's very exciting is that there's a new discipline called interventional oncology. Raj Narayanan is a is by training a radiologist. And these individuals, he and his team, are keeping a cancer at bay, even if it's very advanced with metastasis and, you know, things that used to be death sentences. But with these interventional oncologists now, they manage to keep the cancer at bay for a very long time, and it's really important for cancer patients.
And I got to mention one other thing. We've had Dr. Mehta on before, and you're mentioning about how they're keeping the cancer patients alive for a longer time. We've talked about the survivorship programs, and then we have Dr. Mehta who comes in, and I guess what he does is collaborative with all those, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about how everybody there does collaborative medicine. We'll get to that in a minute. But Dr. Mehta's program, how is that interacting with everybody?
Well, you know, we approach cancer in a way that is multidisciplinary, and that's the unique aspect of academic medicine, is that we have, not only do we have the surgeons, the internal medicine experts, the what we call medical oncologists. We have the radiation oncologist, and now we are adding, you know, disciplines like the interventional oncology, and we also have teams of individuals who are specialized in diagnosis, and that's really important because, you know, for all of these specialists to know exactly what is the specifics of the cancer that they have to deal with, what the pathologist and the oncological pathologist are providing a huge, huge opportunity for people in this region by defining the cancer in an extremely precise manner.
Doc, we're going to have to take a break. Can you stick with us a little bit longer? Because I want to talk about what else is going on and what you've got planned for the future.
Definitely.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break. We've got Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt on with us. Dave, bring us in. Take us out. I want to get back to Dr. Goldschmidt as soon as possible. All right, I was just getting ready to the good vibrations, but I told Dave to hurry it up, so high five to Dave for that. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar for Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
All right. Hey, Dave has got me talking off air, so I hope there wasn't any bleed over. But hey, Lawrence Kids Foundation is pleased to present the Love and Healing license plate specially designed by famed international artist Romero Brito. So go to lawrencekids.org/plate and order yours today. There are over 300 pre-orders. When we get to 1,000, we score and the plate goes into production. Join us.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and as you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month for one more day. UHealth has been sponsoring our Breast Cancer Awareness Month content all month long. We've got their cleanup hitter in the house today, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. He's the Senior Vice President for Medical Affairs and Dean of the University of Miami Leonard M. Miller School of Medicine. He also serves as the CEO of the University of Miami Health System. We call him UHealth on our show. We're back with Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. Dr. G, how are you?
I'm great, Jim.
All right. Now, we were talking a little bit about some of the things that you've been discovering and the ways that you help our community at the Sylvester Cancer Center. What do you guys do for the pediatric people that have cancer? Those are always some of our society's most vulnerable and most cherished people.
Well, you know, we...
Doc, maybe...
We're fine.
Okay.
We have really two major area of focus. You know, we provide essentially all the physicians of the Halls Children Hospital at Jackson.
Okay.
And Halls Children Hospital at Jackson is an extraordinary place where you know, the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center doctors really do amazing work with these children. When they develop cancers, we actually treat them, save their lives. And recently, we also opened an outpatient facility because, as you know, more and more of the care is provided outpatient. Called Alex Place, and Alex Place is a extraordinary children cancer extension of Sylvester, where again we treat children with leukemia, children with a variety of cancers, and they receive amazing care. And I also want to mention the fact that, you know, sometimes children have a cancer of the eye, and the Bascom Palmer is leading the way in treating these children with eye cancer. And if they develop a cancer in the bone, then we have also a team of you know, bone cancer experts that can save their lives. So it's a multitude of expertise that we bring to this region in the care of children with cancers, and I'm extremely proud of our team. Julio Barreto is leading the group, and really an amazing individual. We also do bone marrow transplants for children who have very advanced disease, both at Holt's Children Hospital and at Miami Children Hospital.
Well, you know, the things that you've been doing for the kids at our community is absolutely terrific. And I know that one of the things that you really have been trying to do through your administration has been having an impact on the overall health of our community, making sure that the people that need it get it, and that everybody knows that the finest care is available in the UHealth system at the UHealth hospital. Doctor, going forward, what are some of the things on your agenda as you enter the next year of your administration? I sound like I'm interviewing the president.
Well, you know, focusing on cancer, it would be you don't have the wave time to listen to the entire strategy here, but let me focus on the cancer side.
Okay.
You know, once we're done with riding 170 miles for the Dolphin Cycling Challenge with our friends from the Dolphin, you know, we are going to expand further the platform of cancer care that we provide at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, including, you know, the development of new sites where we can see patients. We want to be sure that everybody in South Florida has access to our patients, and so the access issue is one that we will continue to work on, trying to bring, you know, all the care. You were talking about Ashwin Mehta a little bit earlier. One of the things that, you know, cancer patients want to have available to them is access to what we call integrative medicine, which is which is a little bit of an alternative way to deal with problems such as pain or depression, etc., and when that can, of course, be the result of cancer. And we provide care for these issues as well in a way that is very organized. But in general, I think that what you will see is a further deployment of the platform of Sylvester across the entire region of South Florida, and great access for all patients to our top-notch clinicians and nurses.
I'd have to believe that that's extraordinarily important, because the patient that has cancer or some of these other degenerative diseases, they get weaker, travel becomes more difficult, and as you said, a lot of this stuff is now being done as outpatients, so I've got to believe that your remote facilities are very important to the implementation of your vision here.
Well, 7 years ago, I told the people of Florida that, you know, we would bring the absolute best medicine in their backyard, and I mean that. We are doing just that with the deployment of our health system, and, you know, every day I hear from patients who are so grateful for the care that our extraordinary physicians and nurses and staff are delivering, and it's very important for Florida. You know, a region can only become all that it can be once the medicine in the region is absolutely outstanding. And many of the people that we have trained are also practicing in this region, making a big difference. Even if they don't work within UM facilities, they make a big difference for the people of this region. So through our care, through our education and training, through our research, we have a formidable impact on the quality of medicine in this region.
Well, I'll tell you something else you have an impact on. That's the business community, because the business community right now is being driven by condo sales, and a lot of these condo sales are to people that have been or will be patients of yours, and one of the reasons they move and buy the condos, and let's face it, Brickell Avenue is two exits away from your hospital and your facilities, is because of the excellent care that they can receive. You must have an incredible number and an increasing number of international patients.
Well, you know, the University of Miami is a $6.1 billion economic impact on the region. So that results in great attraction for people from all over the region, but also from Latin America, to come and move to Miami for access to top-notch care. Sometimes they come. I tell you, Jim, I have calls from people who come from any parts of the world, whether it's the Middle East, from China, from Latin America, from Russia. People are coming here because they know that they will have care that is of premier quality.
Well, Doc, we're running out of time. I want to take this opportunity to thank you and UHealth for sponsoring all the different health and wellness stuff that we put out there for people. I know that you've got a lot of plans for the future. I'd like to invite you back. We'll work with your team to coordinate getting you back in the next couple of months to hear your plan. And again, thank you for all you do for our community, Dr. Goldschmidt.
And Jim, thank you for contributing to my ride. That's very much appreciated.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. We love sponsoring you. We're going to sponsor Dr. Mehta and some of the other folks. It's very important to us. Again, thank you to you and the Dolphins for doing this service to our community.
Thank you very much for what you do, Jim.
My pleasure. We're glad to be part of the team. So I want to thank our sponsors. You know who I'm going to start with. I'm going to start with UHealth. I want to thank Tarek Maddox, the NFL alumni, Caring for Kids, the Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Bruce Turkel, Lauren's Kids, Publix, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and you, our listeners. If you missed today's show, check it out on our website. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old lone.
mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story, when Big Jim hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling.